How important is it to have a ministry to speak to young people today?
It's very important because this generation, man, is overwhelmed, you know, like no other generation before it, you know, with so much. I mean, the music that they have access to, you know, the apps that they have access to, the stuff that they can just www.blank, you know, fill in the blank that they have access to, is nothing like a generation, you know, nothing, any other generations before has nothing like what they have, the attack that they're under. And so just to be able to get an ear from this generation matters, because I know the word of God does not return void. So if I give them the word of God, it's going to take a root whether they like it or not. And so that matters to me, you know, the most.
How does it make you feel? Say, for instance, you're going to be at the True Worship Retreat. How would it make you feel when you're on stage and you hear people singing your song, you hear people rapping with you?
Oh, you know what? I feel like one of them, honestly. I guess, and I say that with all honesty because, like I said again, I don't write songs. So a lot of times I'm getting the same experience. I just happen to be the one performing the song, if you would. But I'm feeling the same way that they feel, like when I'm saying, when words are coming across the mic through the speakers that really talk to their situation and give them hope and encouragement. I feel the same exact way on the stage. So it's kind of a weird situation for me, but you know, like, I just love to see people encouraged and love to see people loving on God and you know, and true worship. That's what we created for. So the name is right on point.
Ever been overwhelmed to the point that you want to just give it all up?
I have, yeah, many times, because you know, it just seems like a lot of times you get boxed out, you know. Even on this gospel side of things, sometimes it could be a little weird, you know, because if you're not pompous, sometimes if you don't have a arrogance about you, a lot of people don't want you in, you know. You're like, oh, here comes Jesus' cousin, here comes his little brother. Like, they don't want to hear from you sometimes. So that could kind of make you want to sometimes even water down what you do. But, you know, I thank God for just his grace and mercy to just, hey, if God gives me storefronts, that's more than I deserve. You know, it doesn't have to be the big stage. The big stage is any stage that God signs me up for. So that's what I had to realize, that I am successful, as successful as he needs me to be. And so I'm just encouraged that he would do anything with me and mine.
You're speaking of being successful. You ever thought about, or you've ever said to yourself, Lord, I am so blessed, why me?
Absolutely. Every single, you know, moment I get to, every time it crosses my mind, and that's very often, that's what keeps me really low to the ground, man, is because the Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord. And when you magnify something, the size of the thing you're magnifying doesn't change. Your perspective of it does. And so, man, as I magnify him daily, I'm like, I always find myself in a position, why in the world would you use a fool like me? Like, and I always say to people, I'm grateful because I was a great fool, F-O-O-L. And so that's where I'm at, you know, daily. I'm just like, I can't believe this God, this big God who runs it all, thought of it all, would even think about me, knows my name. And so it's humbling.
If folks want to get up with T-Wise, how can they do that?
Well, T-Wise is on, you know, Twitter. T-Wise is on Instagram, Facebook. I respond to every, you know, pretty much as I can. You know, I'm just, you know, trying to create a new lane, you know, for this new record that I have coming out. which the Lord just gave me the title for and the concept. And I'll give it to you because it's fresh. This new album that's coming out is going to be called Listen Up. And it's going to have, you know, the concept is me with my hand around my ear, just, you know, as if I was trying to listen to something, but I'll be focused, you know, aiming my ear toward heaven. And so, so Listen Up is in the making. And, so you can find me on TYS.com, Instagram, TYS, TWYSE, Twitter, TWYSE, or you could just Google me and try to find out where I'm going to be if you don't see any it on any of those things. And I'll be there, hopefully, if, you know, the Lord wills it.
TYS, thanks again for that heads up and letting us be one of the first to know about your album. And may God continue to bless your ministry.
Praise God. We appreciate Thank you.
You're welcome. It is our guest, TYS. And you can join TYS at the True Worship Retreat. It goes down September
8th.
September 8th.
6th through the 8th.
6th through the
8th.
Well,
I'll be there the 8th.
And TYS will be there the 8th. TYS, thanks, man. Yep. It's been a pleasure. May God bless you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's TYS on Star 1310.